And so I invite you now to close your outer eyes if you have not already done so. Relax into your seats. Take that deep, healing breath. Hold it for a few seconds. And as you exhale, just let go. Let go of any fears, life challenges, worries, or stress. Just let it all go and become fully present to this now moment. And as you continue to breathe, breathing in, breathing out, know that every breath you take is the breath of God. And know that with every breath you are turning inward, moving more deeply into that infinite presence, that inner sanctuary of your soul, where you know and experience divine peace, divine harmony, and divine love. And in this consciousness, just know that God is love. Pure love is your divine inheritance. Created in the image and likeness of God, you are love. Love is not something you seek. It's what you are, what you were created to be. In the ultimate activity of love is a spiritual oneness that permeates everything in the universe. Your heart center is filled with the pure love of God. You were created whole and free. You were created in God's goodness, and you are on this earth to be the love and the light of the world. You live from the truth that all people are sacred, including yourself. Your life and the lives of others are all an integral part of the one life. In this consciousness, calling on your combined powers of wisdom and love, know that love is a magnet mighty enough to heal your body, your relationships, your world. Claim that healing now. If there is anything unlike love in your consciousness, just prepare to release it. Know that whenever you call on spirit for healing, harmony, prosperity, or peace, you are calling on your very essence of divine love. So for a few moments now, in the silence, just feel that love emanating from your heart into this room, from this room into our community, from this community into our nation, and from this nation into the world. Know that you are absolutely divine love. Feel it. Feel it in every fiber and core of your body for a few minutes now in the silence. And sweet spirit, our hearts are full of gratitude for the greatest gift of having been created as an expression of your love on earth. And we set the intention to live from that love, to live in peace and harmony, to see beyond any negative appearances, and to behold the Christ in all others. We affirm that love is our essence, and we are enlivened by this sacred truth. We open our hearts and release the love within. And for this, we are so grateful. In the name and through the power of the Christ, we say amen, amen. And we will now end our time of prayer and meditation by lovingly singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the